My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is HempResent. If you've got feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for HempResent, email me at hempresent@gmail.com. Dr. Shonda Macias, MBA, is the CEO of National Holistic Healthcare, a medical cannabis cultivator, processor, and dispenser in the United States. Dr. Macias has spent 15-plus years developing her knowledge of medical cannabis. She contributes to her success by educating on ailment-strain alignment, which aligns a medical cannabis strain with a specific condition or ailment. She started her career in the flagship medical cannabis dispensary in Washington, D.C. at the National Holistic Healing Center in DuPont Circle. Dr. Macias educates women entrepreneurs and patients through her outreach platform as the chairwoman of the Board of Managers and CEO for Women Grow, a global leader in connecting, educating, inspiring, and empowering the next generation of women leaders in the cannabis and hemp industry. She's also the vice chair of the National Cannabis Roundtable Board, which promotes common sense federal legislation, tax equity, and financial services reform. Dr. Macias earned a PhD in cellular biology from Howard University, focusing on cancer research. She earned her MBA in supply chain management from Rutgers University. She's joining me today to tell us about her important work. Welcome, Dr. Macias, to Cannabis Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And thank you for having me, Vivian. I appreciate the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. So you've been a trailblazer in the cannabis industry, leading Women Grow and other initiatives. Can you talk briefly about what inspired you to enter the cannabis industry? What fuels your passion for empowering women in cannabis?
Oh, that's such a wonderful topic for me. And I'm always so excited to talk about it. I'm not going to give away my age, Vivian, but maybe three decades ago, I was such a young and enthusiast in terms of science. And when I went to Howard University, I was like, oh, I'm going to go change the world. And it was just unbelievable at the time, all the women I had met, and some of them had breast cancer. It was like a very aggressive type of breast cancer. It was surrounding something called the BRCA1 gene. And I just said, no, I can't let all my friends be impacted by cancer. Let me study it. And that's exactly what I did. It was, one of the hardest things that I had to do was to learn and try to understand the mechanisms of cancer. But it was such a puzzle piece to me, and a way to solve such a monumental problem, even if I just got a little bit in myself to be able to contribute to the overall good, I wanted to do that. And when I was doing these studies, I found that cannabis actually helped with the symptoms of cancer. And I was completely shocked, where I was like, well, why aren't we studying cannabis? And it's because cannabis was illegal to study. And I went up the chain in my university to ask, how can we do this? And it was like, if you do this, you're going to get arrested. And it's illegal, period. And so I had to step away, but it was very confusing because you can't put like a policy between someone that you love and you want to help. It's like, yeah, it's there. But when you see someone suffer, then you just gotta, find a way. And that's what happened with me. It was an early seed planted. And then when I went into graduate school, I decided to continue my cancer research, understanding the mechanism of metastasis of prostate cancer to bone. And so, Vivian, what the question was, is like, why prostate cancer? One, I love men. Let me just keep it real. And then two, men, African-American men in particular, had a higher rate of prostate cancer than any other community. And I'm like, well, okay, women, men, and then Black men, it just boggled me. And I go back to the research, mostly out of Israel at the time, and it was, again, documented cannabis can help the symptoms of cancer. And I just said, okay, I'm going to respect the fact that I can't study it. But now I know that there's something I can do to help people in my future.
Women Grow has become a prominent voice for inclusivity and leadership in cannabis. Can you describe what Women Grow does and how you see the organization's role evolving as the industry grows and faces new challenges?
You know, Vivian, I will tell you this. Women Grow is such a dynamic network of women in cannabis and the hemp industry. As you know, hemp is the same as cannabis. People say sister plants. People want to, you know, show a difference. I just show love to the plant, period. And what's interesting is that Women Grow stood on the principles of 50 women coming together, wanting to have impact in legalization, have impact on their own businesses and their careers. And so that's exactly what we do at Women Grow today, since it evolved out of Colorado back in 2014. And what we really focus on is how can we empower and inspire the next generation of leaders in our community. And it's so important because there's so many technologies, there's so many innovations and diversity. We're a very inclusive network of females that are ready to help everyone, including men. Because one thing we do is that we love the men like yourself that support women.
You have an, I'm just going to, there's so much to cover in so little time, so I'm just going to dive right in. You have an upcoming Women Grow Leadership Summit. What are the key goals of the summit and what makes this year's gathering particularly significant, given our current political and social climate?
Women Grow Leadership Summit is so important this year because of the changing environmental changes of our government. We have to literally fight for our survival of the cannabis industry. As everyone knows, the challenges that are faced against us, including the 280E tax law, where it's impossible not to owe the government millions and millions of dollars. And there's no way you can be profitable in the industry today because of this tax law. And what we also saw that having universal access to healthcare today would only come with rescheduling. And as you know, and recently, that effort now is continually dying. And what that means is that we won't continue to be able to do research here in the U.S. unless it is a Schedule III drug. And the only person or people or group of bodies that can change that is the drug enforcement agency that's influenced by both Congress and the White House. And what we have to do is make this call of action and say, look, community, it's time for us to have a one unified voice and move forward in that direction towards legalization on one accord. So the Women Grow Leadership Summit is that one accord. This is a calling out to everyone in the cannabis industry, our men, our women, children that need to be represented, to come out, and we have an action plan to initiate for the survival of our industry in America. Because you know what? Our industry brings jobs, economic growth, and careers, and there's no reason why, as we continue to grow, to bring cannabis prosperity to our communities.
We have a little under a minute till the first break. It's frustrating that President Biden's initiative to change the scheduling seems to be stalled. And then, you know, with the Trump administration coming in, I really don't know what to expect in that effort. What are your thoughts on that in like 30 seconds?
I will tell you, with the changing government control, I don't have an optimistic perspective on how cannabis is going to be rescheduled at this point. It's kind of heartbroken with knowing that that's the outcome and what I have to stand by. But that's why I'm fighting, because if we go to the White House, if we go to Congress and we let people know this is unacceptable, then we bring it back locally. We start removing people from different offices, find someone else to support until our community is heard and we do have control. And so this is the call of action that I'm asking our whole cannabis community come together. Let's decide on the forward action, and I will execute with all my cannabis community behind us. I need you guys. I need to know how to order my steps.
All right. We're going to go to a quick break and come back with our second segment. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
And we're back with Dr. Chanda Macias. Dr. Macias, Brittany Griner is a powerful keynote speaker for your summit this year. How does your story of resilience align with the mission of Women Grow? And what message do you hope attendees take away from her talk?
Oh, wow, Vivian, that's a great question. Brittany Griner, to our community, is a beacon of hope and inspiration. To come from a place of such adversity to being able to win the Olympic gold medal for the third time for our country is resilience in a big package with the bow on it. And if I could bless our community in any way, is to let her speak her truth, how she was able to overcome such adversity to a place of prosperity. Because as you know, there's a lot of things that are held against us, the stigma. This being able to be recognized as normality as a cannabis user in this community. And we have our adversities. And I know hers did stem from possession of a medicine. And so many of us have that same issue. But she came back and won the gold medal. I want to know how she can teach us how to win our gold medals. And it's important for us to learn that lesson in leadership. And that's why she was selected. Because you know what? We need that lesson, we need that hope, and we need that courage.
Dr. Macias, cannabis prohibition, the war on drugs, has disproportionately targeted and criminalized and incarcerated communities of color. Sadly, there's a politicized attack on DEI programs at the moment. While Women Grow champions diversity in cannabis, how can the cannabis industry do a better job of creating equitable opportunities for women, particularly women of color, and prepare them for the leadership positions that they deserve?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Vivian. And I will tell you, like, when you think about women and the challenges that women have in finding funding for their businesses, and then you think about women of color, it's really none to little that's left over. And women obtaining private equity funds is less than 3% in the entire nation. So women of color is just not existent for them to get funding and being able to grow their businesses or be heard with their narratives because they're muted because the marketing is not available because of the funding. So I will tell you this, Vivian, when we talked about personal leadership, sometimes what it takes is that you believe in yourself and you bank on what you know best, which is yourself. You invest in yourself. And I say that because I stand as that beacon of hope. I lost my home because I used all the money that I should have paid on my mortgage to fund my cannabis business. And yes, I did lose my home, but I gained so much more, which is a chance to live out my dream of helping people. You know, just thinking about reducing the stigma and one day just, you know, opening up a legalized community. This is my calling because I saw for.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Firsthand, how cannabis helped millions of people with cancer. And I've seen them now through my dispensary work that has helped many other elements or conditions. And there's no reason why people don't have access to universal health care in cannabis medicine. And it's just at this point in our lives, enough is enough. And I think that women of color, men, we all need to rally together. And I think any man, whether he's white or black or other, will see the value of a woman. And I think that value transcends in the cannabis industry. We are ready and willing, not necessarily to back them up, but have them back us up on an equal grounding to fight for our rights in this industry.
The summit focuses on education, connection, and empowerment. What are some specific ways Women Grow is helping women build careers, businesses, and advocacy platforms in cannabis? And how can attendees and the broader audience and our listeners get involved in your mission and support it?
One thing, Vivian, is very important is that women and their career choices, the education that will happen there is really so dynamic. We have a career fair on day one, which will focus on all things in the cannabis industry, working with the MSOs, which are the multi-state operators, to the non-plant touching opportunities. Empowerment really means a cycle of money. And what we want to do is to make sure that women are compensated for all of their skill sets, all their energies that they put in developing whatever type of career choice that they have. But more importantly, day two, especially in the career track, we're focusing on more specialized careers in healthcare professionals, real estate, CPAs, even hemp farmers. And it's really important that they understand that if you're in the cannabis industry, you only got there because you started from somewhere else. And sometimes you were a CPA, and now today you're a CPA in cannabis. One day you are a marketing person, and now today you're marketing in cannabis. And there is a distinction with that specialization. And that's where you can start to think about the future, where right now today, cannabis is a $38 billion market. But we know just next year, it's forecasted for a $44 billion market. It's only going to increase because people see the power behind the medicine and empowering the women and those that are able to attend the Women Grow Leadership Summit to be educated on all things cannabis. It's going to be an investment that I promise you will deliver so much more to our community and that much more to our futures.
Absolutely. Dr. Macias, you have an extensive background in healthcare and cannabis, as we've heard in my intro. What advancements do you see on the horizon for cannabis as a tool for health and wellness? What do we have to look forward to coming down the pike?
Vivian, I will tell you that in the pipeline of cannabis as medicine, it's only going to create more and more innovation. And healthcare segues so that people will continue to have a quality of life after using cannabis as a first measure to healthcare. And I say that because I've done various studies and I know Big Pharma studying cannabis. They've been studying cannabis for about 15 years, if not longer. And all they're doing is getting in position. We're not legalizing because there's some big reason why not to, but what it is Big Pharma is not in the position to do it. And until Big Pharma gets in the position to do it, because they pay our legislators, they give contributions, all kinds of campaign contributions, and we're not able because of the taxation. Literally, we can't pay for our influence because we're taxed by the government that much more. We don't make a profit, and Big Pharma can control the narrative through their donations. And so I know that the medicine works, and so do they. The question is, how are we going to be impacted by that merger of the two worlds? One, is it fair that someone like me with a small business has my whole business destroyed by this big, massive pharmaceutical company and literally consolidating and making everyone else go out of business by just their ability to do so because of the dollars behind them? It's not fair because everyone now is giving everything to this industry. They're tapping out of their 401ks, their spheres of influence. And we need to make sure that our futures are protected from any type of legislation that potentially take away everything we're currently working for and everything we plan to do. So this is where I say, you know, Vivian, without question, we need to come together and come up with an action plan. I am happy to be the catalyst to do this because I love our patients, I love people, and I love the plan.
It almost feels like the pharmaceutical industry is waiting in the wings, allowing the cannabis community to make the R&D and the investment and take the chances and develop a robust, vital, energized industry. And then they're going to come in and just kind of carpetbag it all, right? And they'll have the ability to kind of, you know, overpower a lot of smaller businesses. Do you agree?
That's exactly what's happening. And if it's left up to me, I'm not going to allow it to happen. But
there you go.
I need the power of the people. We have to eventually get in front of, we need our march on Washington, put it like that. And I'm going to start to organize that march because until we're able to get our voices heard and get the needle put in motion behind our cause, nothing's going to happen for our benefit. So you know what? We're going to take matters in our own hands now.
All right, we're going to go to another break and come back with our final segment. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hem present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back for the final segment with Dr. Shanda Macias. Dr. Macias, you wear many hats as a CEO, an advocate, an educator. How do you manage to balance all of these responsibilities and yet stay focused on the bigger picture? How do you deal with all that incredible workload that you have and stay so centered and grounded?
I don't sleep.
That's the coffee you were talking about on the break.
The coffee and every type of coffee there is. I'm the biggest coffee snob that ever existed. But, you know, it would be remiss for me to say that this is the energy that I put into this. I just feel like this is God's calling for me. And when I'm tapped out, I just ask God to renew my energy and faith in the cause. Because we all know cannabis is brutal. You know, we encounter people that have been with PTSD, whether personally or professionally. They have encountered so many setbacks. But that's what cannabis does. It heals us. And that is what we all need, some form of mental or physical healing. And I believe in that with everything that I am and breathe. And my journey's just beginning because people need us. They need us to spread the word. We have to protect each other. We have to love each other. And we have to have each other's back. And I really feel like sometimes this world feels like it's taking away from us. And I'm willing to step up and fight for us. And I will do that until I can't do it anymore because I really feel like we all have prosperity waiting for us if we have full access to something that's going to really open up our hearts, be able to give us happiness again, and be able to heal our pains. Again, this is the reason, this is the gospel to me, the good news to tell everyone, medicine is cannabis. And it's time that we move past this bureaucracy and get real research conducted and help millions of people who really need this plant.
Yeah, in the same way that food is medicine, right? Cannabis is medicine. And I believe it's the most therapeutic natural substance on earth. Or the most multifaceted therapeutic natural substance on earth. And it shouldn't be a last line of defense in health. It should be a first line of defense, right? Before we move on to you know, sometimes very important chemical and pharmaceutical substances. But people need to learn the truth, and that's what you're doing. Is that true?
It's the truth. And the thing is, you know, Vivian, we all have an endocannabinoid system. It's just through evolution, generation after generation, our system has not been efficiently evolving with our species. And because of that, the humans are naturally deficient in the having the ability to make their own cannabinoids. And most people don't even know that we make cannabinoids in our body that stimulates our endocannabinoid system, which causes to have a balance. And so we have to actually take endogenous, or we have to take cannabis in the come out of a plant and actually consume it to stimulate our endocannabinoid system. So if your system is unbalanced, it'll show up different in each person, because each person is different. If you have a propensity to, one, have multiple sclerosis through your family's genetics, and then you have this imbalance in your endocannabinoid system, you are more likely to have multiple sclerosis expressed in your life. And that's what people don't understand. This is a scientific health fact on we have the system in our body. We need to maintain the balance in our system, or our ailments or our different conditions or disease states will start to express. You'll start to have them. Cancer just doesn't sit there till it wants to pop out. It's because our body's breaking down and needs that balance. And the only thing that can create that homeostasis is the reintroduction of cannabinoids into the body. And so as a cell biologist, this is actually on the molecular level what I've studied. And until the medical schools are able to study this, because technically it's still illegal, then we won't advance in our healthcare. And that's what is so detrimental to our futures.
We are running out of time. I assume that if people go to womengrow.com, they could find the information to support you and learn about your event.
Yes. Please go to our website, womengrow.com, or just go buy the ticket. The ticket is on Eventbrite, the Women Grow Leadership Summit. We're in National Harbor, Maryland, which is just 8 minutes from Washington, D.C. And there is going to be a beautiful time. We're going to have exciting events like cooking with cannabis. We have our education lessons from the leaders in cannabis. We have business of cannabis, career development. And most of all, we have our Mardi Gras reception that evening. All are welcome. We want to celebrate all of our accomplishments of being in the legalized environment state to state. But now we're also going to celebrate our future, which is legalization in the entire United States. So please join us.
All right, Dr. Shanda Macias, thank you so much for your incredible work. I have nothing but respect and solidarity for everything you're doing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Vivian, you're amazing. And thank you for having me on Hemp Presents.
My pleasure. The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and outro music is Take Back the Plant by Sticker Bush. Stay strong, folks. Marijuana!